Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Yud Gimel. We already did the Mishnah that started on Yud Beis Amud Beis, but we'll chazur it over again. So we'll start from Yud Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah, four lines down from the bottom. The Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir, the person states, I'll be a Nazir, Kilishayia Liyavain, if I have a son. When I have a son, I will become a Nazir. And then Baruch Hashem, the Nolad Lobain, he has a son. Sarei's a Nazir. He's a Nazir. This is obviously what we'll explain what the purpose is of this statement in the Mishnah. However, the Mishnah says, if in fact he has a daughter, Nola Lovas, or Tumtum the androgynous, we explain that Tumtum is a person who has some sort of a sheath covering up of his genitalia. We don't know whether he's a man or a woman. He's only one of the two. Androgynous is a person that has both Simone Zachrus and Nachrus. He has both male and female genitalia. So in such a situation, this person who gives birth, his wife gives birth to either a daughter, a tumtum, an androgynous, ain't a nozer, is not a nozer. He said he'll be a nozer if he has a son. And again, the moral explained, this is obvious, he's not a nozer in this situation. What is the chiddush? However, if the person said, Imamar, kishieli vlad, if he says, when I have a child, and not specifying what type of child that would be, so then, if the person says, I'll be a nozer if I have a child, so then, certainly, if he has a son, but even afilu no lavas, if he has a daughter, or a tumtum or an androgynous, or he has a tumtum or an androgynous as this child, hareis a nazir, the person does become a nazir. Return to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What happens if the person says, I'll be a nazir and have a child, but then he pilo ishto, his wife Nebuch, had a miscarriage, ain't a nazir. Then the person is not a nazir, according to the Tanakhama, with that miscarried child. He's not concerned that maybe it was a vlad shel kayama, and in fact, therefore, his wife had given birth to a child, even though the child did not survive. So the Tanakam is not concerned. He says he's vadai, not a nazir in this situation. Rav Shimon, however, says, no, maybe he is a nazir. Tanakam's svar is that this is sofek nazirus lakula, that when we're in doubt, are you not a nazir? So then we go sofek nazirus lakula, whereas Rabbi Shimon goes, Sofek Naziros Lahachmir. And he says, maybe in this situation, the child was a viable child. And therefore, maybe you're a Nazir. On the other hand, maybe you're not. So what should you do? To be a Sofek Nazir is terrible. You never can cut your hair. You never can drink wine. You never can be Tamil Mason because maybe you're Nazir. But you can't go bring your Korbanos to end your Naziris. So you're somewhat stuck. So Rabbi Shimon gives you a perfectly good aid. So he says, Yomai, the person should say, if this Vlad was in fact a viable child and I was a Nazir, so then Harani Nazir Chova, then that's my Naziris obligation. But in case that wasn't the situation, the Vlad, if the child wasn't viable, if I'm not a Nazir through that obligation that I made for myself, then I'm voluntarily taking upon myself a Naziris now. The Vlad, Harani Nazir Nadava. So Mimonashach, he's either a Nazir Chova or he's a Nazir Nadava. Either way, he'll be a Nazir for 30 days, be able to do the Tavlachas, bring the Korbanos, and Ais Naziris. Similarly, in this situation, Chosu Yoda, the wife gave birth then to a viable child. So in this situation, Harei's a Nazir. The person, according to the Tanakhama, now is a Vadi Nazir. The Tanakhama held it before he was not a Nazir because we don't have to be concerned that maybe that was a viable child. But this one, now he's fulfilling his neder that he said, I'll be a Nazir if I have a viable child. So Chosu Yoda, when his wife gives birth, Harei's a Nazir. Tanakhama says, he's now a Vadi Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, no. In this situation, again, maybe he was already a Nazir the first time as a Chova, so now he's nothing. But maybe not, so therefore he is a Nazir now. So Rishon again says, Omer, Yomai, the person should say, Im HaRishon Ben Kayama, if the first child that was born was in fact the Ben Kayama, so then that was my obligatory Naziris then, and HaRishon Chova, and now, Vizu Nadava, now I take upon myself a voluntary Naziris. However, if in fact, the Imlad, that first child wasn't an obligatory Naziris, and now this would be my obligatory Naziris, so HaRishon, that was the Nadava. When I did the first one, that was the voluntary Naziris, Vizu Chova, and now this is the obligatory Naziris. Okay, so we chazed over the Mishnah from yesterday. Now we start off the Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, "Hi, my lemeimra." As the Bafari says over here, "The chinola lo ben hareis a nazir." Obviously, if the person says, "I'll be a nazir if I have a son," and then he has a son, of course he's a nazir. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, "No, the chiddush over here to tell us the next part." Mishum seifa. The chiddush over here was that if the person said, "I'll be a nazir if I have a son," and then he has a bas, a daughter, or a tumtum v'andronagus, ain't no nazir. In that situation, he's not a nazir. So the chiddush was that in this situation, that you're a nazir because it's a son, that's not the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're not a nazir if you had a daughter, a tumtum, and a drogner. Or says also pshito. That's not much of a chiddush. Guy said, I'll be a nazir if I have a son. He didn't have a son, so why is that a chiddush? Or says, no. Ma'adutema, I might have said that the word that I'll have a ben, that comes from ulai ibone mimena, when Sarah tells Avraham Avinu, take Hagar, and ulai ibaneh mimena. Maybe I will have a binyan from her. So maybe Ben didn't mean a son literally. Maybe it meant a child. That's what you might have thought. That when the person said, if I have a son, it didn't literally mean a son. It might have meant a child, a progeny. So kamashulan delo. So the chiddush of Mishnah is no. When he said a son, he meant the son, and therefore a daughter, a tumtum and a drugness, wouldn't make that neder of Naziris go into effect. And according to Mishnah, the Mishnah said, "Vimamar kishieli vlad v'chule." The person said, "If I have a child, so then if he has a son or a daughter or a tumtum and a drugness, then he becomes a nazir." The person says, "Obviously pshita." He said, "If I have a child, so a bas, a tumtum and a drugness also fulfill the concept of a child. Why would you think not?" So he says, "No, you might have thought otherwise." Mal the tema, you might have said, "Vlad de michashev beni inshe bo'inan." You might have thought that when he said a vlad, he meant a chashev of vlad. And again, this is not meant to be a pejorative statement. Chas v'shalom against girls. We love to have girls. However, there are people that when they think of a child, they only think of a male child. Nebuch, you see this in many situations. A person has a girl, and they say, oh, you only had a girl, you make a little kiddish. Rechman al-Litzlan, a girl is just as equally important as a boy. However, in people's minds, sometimes a girl is not considered as chashiv as the boy, and therefore, you might have thought, when the person says, I'll have a vlad, he only meant a chashiv of vlad. Vlad de mechashiv beini inshe kamina. You might have thought that he's only talking about a vlad that would be considered chashiv amongst the population. And as the Mufari says, Dainu Ben, according to many people, that would only include a son. When China, years ago, allowed only one person per family to have only one child in a family, so the vast majority of the children were boys. If they knew that they had a girl, they either aborted the girl or they did it through in vitro fertilization, so they would only have a boy. So therefore, you see that, unfortunately, in the eyes of many people, the son is more chashuv. So the hainu ben, therefore, you might have thought when the person said, I'll have a vlad, he meant the son, v'su lo, and not a girl, or certainly not a tumtum and androgynous, kamashulon, the bas v'tumtum and androgynous, nami ikru vlad. They're also considered a vlad, and therefore, kamashulon, that's the chiddush of Mishnah. Then we quote the Mishnah, the case of hipila ishto enu nazir. Tanakhama said, if the wife unfortunately miscarried, so the person's not a nazir because that's vadai not going to fulfill the naziris. The neder that he made, that he would be a nazir if he had a viable child. This child, Nebuch, is not considered a viable child. Now, whose opinion is this? That we don't consider the fact that maybe the child was a viable child. So this is the opinion. Man k'tani lo, this is Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. Remember, we had both in Amasalt already, and we had in the Darim, the opinion of Yehuda, that if a person said, I accept upon myself to be a nazir if there is a mea kur, if there are a large amount of grain. Kur is 30 saw, so I have 100 times 30 saw of grain over here in this pile. So if there's that amount, then I'll be a nazir. And in this situation, if it's neither nignav or nevad, so then the Tanakhama held that you're a nazir al-safek. Whereas Yehuda was a matir, he said the suffix nazirus lahaka. Yehuda was the opinion that a person doesn't put himself into a suffix situation. So Yehuda says the only time the person accepted upon himself to be a nazir was if there were vadai 100 kur there. If you can't figure it out because it was an ignav or nevad, it was stolen or something was lost from it, and therefore you're now in a suffix situation. The person never intended to be in a suffix situation, so that's where Yehuda decree. And therefore the same idea over here applies, that the person never wanted to put himself into a suffix situation. When he took upon himself to be a nazir, it says only if it would be a vadai nazir, never a suffix nazir. So in this situation, if we can't figure out was the vlad kayama, therefore he would be a suffix. So then Yehuda holds, and he's the Tana of a Mishnah that holds suffix naziris lahaka. We never put ourselves into a suffix situation. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon does put yourself in a suffix situation. It says that a person, even if it's going to be a suffix, will put himself into such a situation. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon said to Mimanushach, Yomar, you should say, Imaya ben Kayama, if this was a vlad that would obligate me in a naziris, so then Hareini nazir chov, but then I do take upon myself an obligatory naziris. However, if it's not a viable vlad, so then Hareini nazir chov nedava, then I'm going to take upon myself a voluntary naziris, and then mimanu shach, I'll be able to go do a taglachas and bring the korbanos after 30 days. Now the Gemara says, boy minei Rabbi Abba mirafuna, Rabbi Abba asked Rafuna the following shayla. What happens in a case where Hareini nazir lechashieli vein? A person says, I'll become a nazir when I have a son, and then there are different girsos over here. Some girsos flip it around and say the hifrish karbon. He then was mafrish to karbon because at this point in time he had a child, the hipila ishto, and then only subsequently did his wife go and miscarry. And now in this situation, the chazru yolda, either there were twins here and they came out at a separate time. The Rush even goes so far as to suggest that one came out at 7 months, one came out at 9 months. So there were different stages of the gestation. A viable child could be 7 or 9 months in the time of the Gemara, and therefore one child miscarried early and one child was born subsequently at the right time. So the question is, was this a Vlad Shokayama, the first one that miscarried, and therefore the Karbanos do take effect when he was Mafrish's Karbanos? There was, in fact, a reason, so to say, to be Mafrish then, because a child had been born already, and therefore there was a Chiyav obligation upon him, or maybe not. This wasn't a Vlad Shokayama, and the child, therefore, was not considered something that obligates him in Karbanos, and you can't go and obligate yourself in the Karbanos and Naziris until the Naziris is upon you. So in this situation, there is no Naziris. That's the question the Gemara asks, Mahu. What do we say in this situation? The Chazra, the Yalda, this woman went and then gave birth to the second child, and now does the original Hekdish that he made on these Karbanos take effect or not, or does he have to be Makdish them again? We'll see in a moment what the Nafkamin is between the two opinions. So the Gemara says, Aliba the man, who is this question asked according to the Tanakhama or according to Rabbi Shimon? If you're going to ask according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Kasha. Yeah, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that, in fact, you are a Suffolk Nazir, so therefore the Karbanos can be Chal. You just can't bring them, but the Karbanos could be Chal. So mighty Baile, there is no question over here. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, Suffolk Nazir is Lahachmir, that we, as we pointed out, that we do say the person's a Nazir, albeit he can't bring his Karbanos, but you can make them Hektish because there is a Suffolk over here, and therefore there is no Kasha, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Karbanos, in fact, can be made Hektish. So the only question would be, Elo Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, who we just pointed out, holds, as a Yehuda decree that holds that a person never puts himself into a suffix situation, so then when this first child is born, he obviously has no obligation in the zeros, so then if you mafresh these korbanos, they don't take effect. So therefore, do we say the omei suffix is used lahakel, and therefore the korbanos don't take effect, or do we say no, that the korbanos still can take effect? My, what's the status of the korbanos? Kadosh or lo kadosh? Even according to Yehuda, were they able to be kadosh or not kadosh? And he'd have to go and bring them without having to sanctify them again, or he'd have to go and bring them when he does have the viable child born. He'd have to go sanctify them again. The Gemara says, what's the difference? My nafkamina. What's the nafkamina over here between these two opinions? Bottom line is, they're going to be karbanos. So the answer is, legizah, so the lavabo. What happens if he were to shear them, to do giz with them? If it was a carbon, you're not allowed to do giza. If it's a carbon, you're not allowed to work, it'd be lavabo. If it's not a carbon, so then you can shear it, or you can do avoda with it. So that's the nafkamina, whether you say that it was kadosh originally, or that it's not kadosh originally, and he has to be makdish it again. And the Gemara says, teku. We leave it over here as an iboy, the lo shitale. We don't answer the question. Here we use the lashon of teku. Sometimes in Amasafta, as we'll see even on the next stop, we say tibaya, that we don't go and answer it. That's the same thing as teku. Okay. The following shiloh was asked from Ben Rechumi to Abaye. He's one of them, all right, Ben Rechumi, and he asked Abaye the following shiloh. Hareini nazir l'chashieli vein. If the person said, I become a nazir when I have a son, v'shama chaveiro, and his friend hears. So Reuven said, I'll be a nazir when I have a son. And Shimon hears this, and he says, Yomar v'yolai. He uses the lashon, and me too. It shall be upon me also. Mahu, what's the din? What did he mean when he said a lie? Did he mean when Reuven has a son? Or does he say, just like Reuven said, that when Reuven says, if I have a son, I'll be a Nazir. So Shimon says, when I have a son, I'll be a Nazir. Not that he means when Shimon has when Reuven has a son, he'll be a Nazir. Shimon says, when I have a son, that's when I'll become a Nazir. Mahu, that's the question that then Rechumi asked to Abaye. Adibure mashma, or agufe mashma? Did he mean the exact same thing as Reuven? When Reuven has a son, then I will also become a Nazir. Was he saying, not his own son, Shimon, but when Reuven has a son, I'll also become a Nazir? Or did he mean, no, just like Reuven said, when I have a son, I'll be a Nazir. Shimon is saying also, when I have a son, when Shimon has a son, I will also become a Nazir. That's the question that then Rechumi asked to Abaye. So the Gemara answers with a style that we have often, Im Timtzil Omer. It doesn't answer the question, but it says, if you want it to hold, and usually we passing like an Im Timtzil Omer, Im Timtzil Omer, if you want to say, Agufe Mashma, that the Shimon is saying, not that when Reuven has a son, but when I have a son, because he said the Lashon of Alai, it's upon me. So when I have a son, that's really what he meant. Not that when Reuven has a son, then I'll become a Nazir. Shimon says, like Reuven said, Reuven said, when he has a son, he'll become a Nazir. So too, Shimon is saying, I take it upon myself, a lie, that when I have a son, I'll also become a Nazir. Let's say that's the answer. Im Timtzil Omer Agufei Mashma. He's talking about his own guf, his own situation. So then, what about the following scenario? He didn't say the Lashon Hareini a lie. He says, Amar Hareini Nazir Kalishatia Livain. Reuven says the exact same Lashon. I become a Nazir when I have a bane. And Shimon says, Vishama Chaveiro. Shimon hears this and he says, Amar Va'ani. And he says, and I. He doesn't use the Lashon of a lie. He says, and I. So here, we now can ask the question again. Anavshe Kamar, is he talking about himself that he'll become a Nazir when he himself has a son? Oh, Dilma Hakikomer, this is what he's saying. Ruchimna loch kavasech. Obviously, Reuven is desirous of having a child. For whatever reason, he doesn't have a child yet. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll become a Nazir if you give me a child. So maybe Shimon is just showing his love for Reuven, and he's saying, listen, I know how pained you are that you don't have a child. So I'll also say, I'll become a Nazir. To even strengthen your idea, you're saying, I'll also become a Nazir when you, Reuven, have a child. When he says, Va'ani, maybe that's what he means. Even if you're going to tell me when he says, Olai, he means his own son, Shimon. But when he says, Va'ani, maybe he's showing his love for Reuven's situation. He's saying, listen, I see you're desperate to have a child. Hashem hasn't given you children. And you're saying you'll be a Nazir if you have a child. Me too. When you get a child, Reuven, that's when I'll be a Nazir too. Maybe that's what he means. I want to demonstrate to you that I'm there with you. I'm feeling your difficulty in not having a child. So I'm also going to become a Nazir when you, Be'ezus Hashem, have a child. So we don't answer that question either. The Gemara says, Im Timsi Lomar, Kol B'Anfei. If you want to tell me that maybe when he says Vani in this situation is because it's talking about Reuven, so it would be a little bit pasnish, it would be a little bit inappropriate for Reuven, who's so desperate to have a child, and Reuven says, oh, I'll become a Nazir, if you give me a child, and then Shimon would say, well, listen, me too, I'll also become a Nazir if I have a child. He already has six children. So it's almost like a slap in the face, a patch in the punim to Reuven. Hey, I already got children, but I'll also make myself a Nazir when I have another child. So obviously, in this situation, he's doing it. Maybe if Reuven is the one that he's talking about, and he says Vani, he clearly means I'll be when a Nazir when Reuven has a child. Maybe in that situation, it's clearly doing it to demonstrate his love for Reuven. So even if you want to say that normally, if Reuven is the one saying it, Imtim Silomar, call beyond fame, return to your Gimel Amid Beis. He would be embarrassed to go and say, I'm not doing it for you, Reuven, I'm doing it for myself. So that's only if Reuven is there and it's saying it about himself. Reuven said, I will become a Nazir when I have a son. But let's say Reuven had said, Amar, Harini Nazir, L'chashie L'floni Bein. So in this situation, Reuven feels bad, let's say, for Levi. And Levi doesn't have a son. So he says, I'll become a Nazir when Levi has a son. Shimon hears this. And now Shimon says, Shimon Chaveh, V'yomar, Vani, and I. So now, there's no embarrassment over here if he were to say, and I, meaning that it'll be when Levi has a son, or that it would mean possibly when I have a son. When Shimon has a son, he says, then I'll become a Nazir. Here, you don't have the embarrassment that it would be a busha for him to go and say, when I have my sixth son, then I'll become a Nazir also again, when poor Reuven is dying to have a single child. So if it's not Reuven, so then maybe we could say, in this situation, me aminim shalom b'fanim, since Levi's not there, there is no kisufa, there is no embarrassment over here to say, yeah, and me too, when I have a son, I'll also become a Nazir again, and I'm Sheikamer, and therefore Shimon's talking about himself. Oh, Dilma, no, in this situation, nevertheless, maybe Shimon is saying to Reuven, I see that you're so feeling so bad about Levi, that he doesn't have a child, that you're willing to take upon yourself in his ears when he has a child. So Dilma, so Shimon is saying to Reuven, me too. I also feel bad that Levi doesn't have a child, and I feel bad that you feel so bad that Levi doesn't have a child, so I'll also accept upon myself in his ears when Levi has a child. So maybe that's what he means. We don't answer this question with another Imtim Tzilomar. We don't answer it at all. It's in the Bayi, the Lov Shitalei. And the Gemara says, I don't know why they say over here Tibayi. And before we said Teiku, but these again, Lashonas are equivalent. Sometimes it says Tibayi, sometimes it says Teiku. We have many pointed out previously the Lashonas of Nedarim were very unusual. And that's carried over a little bit into Nazir. Sometimes we still have somewhat unusual expressions in Nazir as well. But Tibayi means, no, it's Akasha. We left with Nibaya, the Lov Shitalei. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir, the person says, I'll be a Nazir, and then he adds, V'Nazir Kishia Livein, and I'll also become a Nazir when I have a child. So he's making two Naziruses over here. First he says, I will become a Nazir. And then he says, I'll become a Nazir when I have a son, Kishia Livein. Fine. He starts counting the Naziruses that is the unrelated to his having a child. Hischil mona eshlo. So he starts counting the regular 30-day naziris that he took upon himself. But then, Baruch Shem Mazel Tov, Yachakach, no lo bein. His wife gives birth to a son. Now, it's still within the 30 days of his first naziris. So what should he do? So in this situation, since he first said Hareini Nazir, and only afterwards he says Nazir Sheli Bein, so the Hareini Nazir took effect first. So therefore, Mashal Mishlo, he finishes off his own 30-day Naziris, is unconnected to his having a son. He brings his Karbanos, he does the Talachas, he brings the Karbanos, the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatas, and then he starts the next day, or that very day, after he brings the Karbanos. That could be day one. V'yachachach mona eso b'no. Then he counts the 30-day Naziris for the son, to fulfill that neder. But if he switched it around, let's say he had first said Hareini Nazir Kishili Vein. First he said, I'll become a Nazir. His wife's pregnant. He says, I'll become a Nazir if I have a son. And then he also says, V'Nazir, and I'll take upon myself a second Naziris as well, unrelated to whether I have a son or not. And then his wife hasn't given birth. She says, let me start doing the other one. I think I have 30 days before she's due. So he says, let me count the second Naziris first. The Nazir, that which he said, I'll become a Nazir, he starts to count that one. Hiskel Moneh Shalom, and the Achakach no Lo Bein. And then his wife does give birth before he finishes that 30-day Naziris. Now here, it's not like the ratio of the Mishnah. Here, in this scenario, he first took upon himself the obligation to become a Nazir when he has a son. In the ratio of the Mishnah, he first took upon himself the obligation of a Nazir, to just become a Nazir without having the son. So therefore, in the ratio, we said, first finish off your 30 days, do your taglachas, bring your karbonos, and then start counting the naziris for your son. But here, he was first obligated in the naziris for his son. So yes, he has started counting the days of the naziris that he was taking upon himself second, because he didn't yet have a son, but now he is in the middle of that naziris and no led lo bein, so what should he do? So the Mishnah tells us, miniach es shalo, stop counting. Let's say he was up to day 15. So he counted 15 days, and he's up to day 15, and his wife gives birth, Mazel Tov, and now he has a son, and he has to count his Naziris. So stop over there, Miniach Es Shalo, and Mone Es Shobino. Then count 30 days for your son. Don't do a Taglachas, is the way the simple understanding over here is. Don't do a Taglachas, don't bring your Korbanos yet. Then complete, V'achakach Mashlim Es Shalo, finish off the other 15 days that you still have from your first Naziris that you started to do, which was the second one that you obligated yourself in. Now, you finished both Naziruses. You did 15, you stopped, you did 30, then you continued the other 15 that you needed to do. So now you have done two 30-day Naziruses, and now you do one Taglachas, but you bring two sets of Karbanos. You only do one Taglachas because you can't do Taglachas after 15 days. So therefore, you couldn't do the Taglachas after you completed your 30-day Naziris and had only done 15 days, because then you'll do another Taglachas after only 15 days. That's not considered significant. And therefore, we wait to do the Taglachas until you've completed both of your Naziruses, but you have to bring two sets of Karbanos, one for the Naziris for the son and one for the Naziris that you took upon yourself separately. That's our Mishnah. In this situation, in the Sefer, you do one Taglachas with two sets of Korbanos. In the first scenario in the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah, you do two separate Taglachas in, with each one having its own set of Korbanos, the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatas. That's our Mishnah. The Gemara now asks the following Shaila. Boy Rav, or Rav asks, what happens if the person said, Omar, Hareini Nazir, Li'achar Esrim Yom? The person says, I'm going to be a Nazir in 20 days. I want my Naziris to start 20 days from now. And then he also says, Umei Achshav Me'ayom. And he says, a second Naziris, but he says that takes effect right now, and that will last 100 days. Now here, Mahu, what is the halacha in this situation? Do we say the person starts counting his 100-day Naziris right now, which he said he would do, and then 20 days into that, his other Naziris, which he said first, takes effect, so he stops the 100-day Naziris after 20 days, and then does the 30-day Naziris that he took upon himself to start at day 20, and then, at the conclusion of that, he can go do a Taglachas, because he's finished his first Naziris of 30 days. He still has 20 days that he's counted in the second Naziris, and now he'll finish off the 80 days. He'll do his taglachas after the 30 days of the Naziris that started at day 20. He'll bring his korbanos, and now he'll count 80 more days and that's considered a significant amount. He could do a taglachas just on that, and that will complete his 100-day naziris. Albeit it was in two parts, 20 days, then it was interrupted by a naziris with a taglachas and korbanos, and then he finishes off the 80 days, does a taglachas and the korbanos for the 100-day naziris, or not. Mahu. Kivan dahalein meyah b'esrin lo shlomim, since it's impossible to count the 100 days within the first 20 days, kivan dahalein meyah b'esrin lo shlomim, there's no way to complete that 100 days in the first 20 days, therefore lo chaylin, maybe the original 20 don't count. Or do we say, Odilmo, as I just said, kivan de'islei gidul seyo l'besof, since in the 80 days completion, there certainly is a significant growth, it's more than 30 days, so then chaylin, so the first 20 days can count. No problem, you're not doing a taglachas on those 20 days, you're doing a taglachas on 80 days, and you said 100, so you count the first 20, which were perfectly good naziris, you didn't become tamei, you didn't drink wine, you didn't become cutting your hair. Oh, at the end of the 30 days, you then cut your hair, no problem. That was for this the naziris that you took upon yourself in 20 days. And now you just complete the naziris of the 100 days with the next 80 days now. So, chaylin, that's Rava's question. Which one of these two approaches is right? So, the Gemara says, why did Rava give us the case of a 100-day naziris to start? Why don't we say, v'tibayle naziris muetis? Why didn't he say, I'll be a nazir in 20 days from now, and I'm taking upon myself a 30-day naziris from now? Why did he give the case of 100 days? So Gemara says, Chada migo, chada komi boile. Because Rava was asking a question within a question. In other words, even if you want to say the answer to this question is this, then here's my next question. We turn to your Dalet Amud Aleph. If you want to say, im timtzei lomar, that in the Naziris Muetis, if he says, I'll take upon myself a Naziris in 20 days, and then I'll take upon my Naziris of 30 days starting right now. Kiva di asari yomim hu di yaseirin, since he does the Naziris for 20 days, and then the first Naziris that he said kicks in, the one that he said, I'll be a Nazir in 20 days, kicks in now. So now, when he counts that 30 days, he only has 10 days left to the first Naziris, and you can't do a Taglachas on 10 days. So lo solik le halei nasara. So then the 10 days don't count for anything. That's not enough to make a Taglachas on. So maybe in this situation, the first 20 days of this 30-day Naziris shouldn't count at all, because they couldn't be completed. But that's the question would be, only when you can't have a significant amount, there's only 10 days left. V'adai nazir me'yom, but when a person says, I'll be a nazir for 100 days, so then the first 20 days leaves him with 80 days, kivan d'islei tamnin yom l'besov, since there are 80 days left at the end, that's considered something significant, so sulkinle, maybe the person intended that. I'll do 20 days, I'll stop then and do the 30-day naziris, and then I'll finish up the extra 80 days that I need to do. So that's the question, olo. So even if you want to tell me with the 30 days that wouldn't be significant, 10 days is not enough at the end, and therefore that days, the 20 days that he did at the beginning doesn't count at all, or not, maybe no. We say, no, it does. Just do like we said in the Mishnah, that you'll just count the 30 days in between the middle of your Naziris, and then you won't bring your Kabanos, and then you'll wait till you finish off the total Nazirises of both of them, and you'll do one Taglachas and bring two sets of Kabanos. So, if you want to tell me that for 30 days, we definitely say it's not significant, so that's why Rava asked, what about 100, when you can argue that the last 80 days are significant? So, olo, that's his question. So, Gemara doesn't answer that, and it says, v'im timtzei lomar chayle, even if you want to tell me in the 100 days that it's chayle, so it is a good naziris because 80 days is significant, what happens in the following scenario? Amarini nazir li'acha chof yom. The person says, I'll be a nazir in 20 days. And then he says, but also his second statement is, Umei Akshav Nazir Ola. I will be a Nazir now, a Nazir Olam. I'll be a permanent Nazir. And in this situation, he's never going to do a Taglachas. Mahu, what's Talocha? Michaile Ale Olo. Can this take effect or not? After all, he first said he'll become a Nazir in 20 days. So what happens when that 20 day comes? Maybe, since that kicks in then, so his original statement, Me'akshav Nazir Olam, doesn't take effect, and he doesn't become a Nazir Olam at this point in time. Michaile Ale Olo. That's the Gemara's question. In other words, should we say that when he says, Me'akshav Nazir Olam, it doesn't kick in, it only kicks in after he finishes off his first Naziris that he said will take effect in 20 days, he'll do a Taglachas then, after the 30 days, bring his korbanos, and then, at that point in time, he'll become a Nazir Olam. Or do we say, no, he becomes a Nazir Olam right now, and the next 30 days, he'll become a Nazir for 30 days, but he won't be able to do a Taglachas at the end of that 30-day period of time. Michaile Ale Ola. The Gemara doesn't answer this. It says, Im Timsi Loma, if you want to tell me, Hacha, in our case over here, Kivan the Evsha, the Yeshule Chaila, since the person could ask on this Naziris. The first Naziris that he took, that he said, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days. After 20 days, he could go to a base and say, listen, I decided I want to be a Nazir Olam, so please go and be Matir, that first Naziris, so I can become a Nazir Olam from right now. So since Kivan the Evshal is Shule, since he could go in fact and ask on that first Nazir, so therefore we say the Nazir Olam could in fact take effect Chayla, even right now. So even if you want to say that that's true, so what happens if the person said, Omar, Harini Nazir Shimshon Liachar Esrumyol? Not that it'll be a regular Nazir for 30 days, but it'll be a Nazir Shimshon. And one of the rules of a Nazir Shimshon is you can't be Shoal on it. The person cannot be Shoal to remove a Nazir Shimshon. So if the person says, I'll be a Nazir Shimshon in 20 days, and then he says, Umiyachshir of Nazir Stam, and now it'll be a regular Nazir, so in this situation, can it take effect or not? Mahu. Hochol lo evshol ishulei, the halach is that you cannot go and be Shoal on a Nazir Shimshon. That's one of the dinim, or the intrinsic dinim of a Nazir Shimshon. Just like Shimshon was min habeten, and it wasn't something that was expressed, and therefore there can't be any hatoris nedarim on it. So in this situation, there is no shela. So maybe he never intended for the naziris to take effect. Me'achsha, when he says me'achsha nazir stam, maybe he didn't mean for that to take effect. Mao hachalu evshel is shulei, and therefore it wouldn't take effect. Or no, maybe it does take effect anyway. Mechayla olo. So the Gemara doesn't give us an answer to this as well, and it says the following: Amar. Kimoshe b'shiva b'yodr mai. Now, what in the world does this have to do with anything? Like, we met Moshe Rabbeinu on the day he was born and the day he died. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was born and he died on shiva b'yodr. So the Meiri explains that just like a Nazir Shimshon occurs without the person taking a neder, it occurred for Shimshon from birth. So, therefore, there is no hataras nedarim. So, too, people, on the day that they die, they don't say a neder, I'm not going to drink wine. They just don't drink wine on the day that they're going to die. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was going to die on that day. So he didn't express a neder that he was not going to drink wine. But Mistama, he didn't drink wine. So the question that, according to the Meiri, that the Gemara is asking is, when a person says, Omar, Kimoshe, Bishiva, B'Adar, Mai, I should be like Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day of Adar, which was the day that he didn't express a full neder that he wasn't going to drink wine, but in fact he didn't drink wine. So when a person says this Lashon, this is something that also doesn't have a Taurus Nedarim, and therefore, is this considered a valid declaration that he's going to be a Nazir or not? So the Gemara now is finally going to try to answer one of these questions. Pshot minayu kadmiyosa. At least go and answer up the first of the questions over here from the following brisa. The brisa says, a person says, Harini nazir liachar esrim yom, I'll become a nazir in 20 days. After 20 days are completed, then I'll become a nazir. And then he adds a second naziris, umay achshov meyom. We had this brisa. And he said that I'll become a nazir today for 100 days. So mona esrim, the brisa here says, I will count 20 days. Then I'll count the 30-day Naziris that he took upon himself first that would start in 20 days. And then he can complete the second part of his second Naziris, the 100-day Naziris, of which he already counted 20 days. He now can just do 80 days. To finish off his first Naziris. Ah, so we do have at least an answer to that question, that if the person takes upon himself a 100-day Naziris, after he took upon himself a Naziris for 30 days that would begin in 20 days, so then, in fact, he can start counting before the first Naziris that he took upon himself that would begin in 20 days. He can start counting his second Naziris from time zero, go 20 days, stop, go do your Naziris for 30 days, you can do a Taglachas, you can bring your Kabanos, and then you'll count 80 more days to complete your first Naziris, and then you can do a Taglachas and bring the Kabanos for that. So the Braisa clearly says, we have an answer to one of the questions, and with this we conclude today's shiur, albeit the other questions have not been answered. Have a wonderful day.